7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It is not actually 8:53 p.m. Oh no, no, no. The actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC, and that is, of course, the time at which we always begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Right. Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I am your chairman and host and all-around good guy, usually looking for marmots and stuff, but are we doing that today? No. No, but I dreamed about marmots. I was asleep less than an hour ago, about 45 minutes ago. And I was having a dream about seeing two marmots. And I was like, oh, marmots! And then I woke up and I was greatly disappointed to find myself laying on the floor going, "Then I'm not actually looking at marmots, I'm sleeping." So, I woke up and I thought, hey, maybe we can go find some marmots today. Because the sun was shining in the windows and I thought, oh, maybe it's a nice day. Nope, I look out the window and the wind is crazy insane again. We got crazy wind. I turned on the weather channel. And of course, yeah, wind. But it might not be windy tomorrow, so that's good. And tomorrow is Thursday? Yes, tomorrow is Thursday. So hopefully we can go to the heronry and, monitor the herons in their nests. That'll be fun. That will be fun. So what are we doing in the meantime? Well, I guess we're just going to drink some tea. Oh, I'm running low. I think I only have about a cup and a half left. What kind of tea am I drinking? Well, I'm finishing up the Dahong Pao from yesterday. What am I going to drink today? Gosh, I'm really into the Dahong Pao. Maybe I'll just keep going on the Dahong Pao. I don't know. Maybe I'll switch it up. Maybe I'll hit up the Longjing today. I mean, the Jinjin Mei. I had Longjing yesterday. Well, the day before yesterday. I think maybe I'll have Jinjin Mei. Oh, maybe we should go back to the Pu'er. Oh, I don't know. I have lots of tea drinking decisions ahead of me today. Oh, hey, wait a minute. I just had a weird idea. A really weird idea. And it was all because I shook my teapot like this. You can hear the tea sloshing around. Oh, hi, Peppa. Peppa has arrived to smell the teapot. Well, as I was shaking the teapot around, I realized, gosh, it sure has a metallic sound. Hi, Peppa. Do you want to do some kitty business? All right, now I got to get the kitty pit ready. Yes, you're a good baby. Come on. Get in the kitty pit. Do some kitty business with me. Oh, you're a good kitty. Hi. Hi. Oh, you're so fluffy. Look how fluffy you are today. Oh, my goodness. Yes, you're a good baby. Right, so I was shaking the teapot around. It is metal, so it has a metallic sound. And it's black. So I was like, black metal teapot. And you might think I was going to take that into some kind of musical direction, like some kind of new music genre, like Well, you know, we already have metal and black metal. Somehow we need to work black metal teapot into that. But no, no, no! I was thinking more along the lines of Yu-Gi-Oh! You know, like the Red Eyes Black Metal Dragon. One of my favorite obscure dragons in Yu-Gi-Oh! So then I got to thinking, Red Eyes Black Metal Teapot. And then I imagined in my mind the Yu-Gi-Oh! Card that is the Red Eyes Black Metal Teapot. Then I thought, okay, what if we had a trading card game that was about tea, or at least teapots, and maybe you just have different teapots and your teapots fight. So you have, you know, Blue Eyes White Teapot, you have Red Eyes Black Metal Teapot, you have... I can't go on. I also can't think of any other dragons in Yu-Gi-Oh! Oh, you got Barrel Teapot. You got Cursed Teapot. Man, this... I do like teapots. Maybe I need to come up with some kind of weird teapot game. You want to play teapot games, Pippa? Pippa is sitting right here. Hi. If you talked, everybody would hear you because your voice would go right into the microphone, too. Do you want to talk? Kitties do not want to talk. Hi. Yeah, you're floppy. So I'm thinking maybe I don't need to make games about teapots. Well, actually, maybe it needs to be a dice game. Maybe that's what we do. Maybe this is our excuse to finally make some custom dice and create a game about teapots. So you have dice that have different kinds of teapots on them, and you have dice that have tea on them, and you roll some and not the other, and you gotta make the tea, and you gotta drink the teapot, and you gotta be kitties. Hi. Okay, the cat. This is... Oh, this is... Danger, danger, danger. Oh, we... Okay. The kitty armor is doing the job. My cat is doing her traditional kitty business, which is you lay down in the kitty pit, and then you start kneading something, and you get your claws in there as deep as possible. Now, usually she's facing, how do I describe this direction? Away from me. And so her front paws are usually on my ankles, and she's usually trying to claw my ankles. For some reason right now, my cat is facing the other direction, and she's driving her paws and claws into a more sensitive area. And I think we're safe, but you know, made me nervous there for a second. But no, the Banky armor is protecting me. Ha ha, I'm protected. Yeah, you're a good baby. Look at this kitty, such a kitty face. All right, what's the Weather Channel telling me? The Weather Channel is telling me that tomorrow is going to be a nice day and not windy, but Friday is going to be windy again, but Saturday and Sunday will not be windy. Okay, so maybe we're going to be having some looking for dudes days on those days. That will be nice. Okay, what else is going on? Oh, here's something mildly disconcerting. Oh, I'm glad I don't live in Australia right now. Well, I should never say that. I don't ever wish I didn't live in Australia. I really need to get myself to Australia. So much great stuff going on in Australia. Why am I not there? Lots of interesting dudes. But that's the interesting thing here. There has been a warning issued in Sydney. Spider warning. Spider warning. Oh, there's so many deadly spiders in Australia, it's not even funny. But apparently all the funnel webs have come out of the ground because of all the heavy rain. And so now there's all these big, giant, deadly, hairy spiders running around. And they're mad because they got evicted. And they're looking to take it out on you. Well, there's an easy solution to that. All you need to do is train all the deadly murder hornets to go after the spiders instead. Oh, God. Oh, murder hornets. Because after 40 years or more, you know, let's just say 50. That's a nice round. No, it's not. 50 years of killer bees. After 50 years of for over 50 years, we've been told that the killer bees are going to be here any day now. The killer bees. I remember as a small child, just 5 years ago, oh, killer bees are coming, the killer bees. And if you get stung with one, your whole family dies. One bee sting will kill 16 people. The killer bees. Yeah, well, they cried wolf just a few too many times. Killer bees. So now nobody's listening to any of the killer bee business. So they had to make up something new. The murder hornet. Which is essentially the same concept as killer bee. Somebody just opened up a thesaurus and said, what's another word for... Yeah. Murder hornet. And we're not going to do any murder hornets today. What we're going to do today is... Well, let's turn on some synthesizers and... Let's drink the rest of this tea while the synthesizers turn on. How about that? That sounds like a good plan. What are we doing today? Well, I spent an amount of time. I was going to say all day, but no. Oh, good Da Hong Pao. It's delicious. I like it. Synthesizer stuff. That's what we're doing. Yeah. And how are we doing it? Well, am I just making crap up now? I am clearly stalling for time. Okay, I think we're good. I'm pushing the button. I hear no soundage. Oh, right. Gotta plug the thing into the interface. Duh. And once you actually have things plugged in, then you can begin to synthesizer. All right. And what do we got over here? You gotta be joking. Oh, because I plugged it into the wrong thing. Okay, plug it into the right thing. And why am I not smart today? And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, what days are you ever smart? Well, like, Thursdays? Yeah, today's not Thursday, is it? Yeah, but... Bleh. That's my response. Bleh. What did I do yesterday? I was messing around. Oh boy. It took me 1,248 hours just to figure out how to use the drum thingy, the little drum pattern sequencer. It really didn't take that long. I think it took 8 minutes. But when you're Tobe and you want to do something, 8 minutes, it might as well be 80 years. That's too long. But I did finally figure it out. Not exactly intuitive, but once I figured it out, boom, it's instantaneous. There's no learning curve. It's a square wave. And so my advice, if you do happen to get an OP1, if you don't know what to do, just start turning knobs. Because as soon as you start turning knobs, things happen, and then you'll start seeing things, and then, needless to say, that's what I did. I couldn't figure out what was going on. I said, what the hell is going on? And I just started cranking knobs. And once stuff started moving, I said, oh, okay, well, maybe this makes some kind of sense now, but how do you do this? And you turn knobs, press buttons, you'll figure it out. So I actually managed to sort of create a drum pattern. And once I figured it out, it only took 30 seconds to create, but it took, 8.5 minutes to get to that point. And then I said, okay. And then so I was looking for other sounds, and I started making a thing. And I made four bars. I made four bars of music. I don't believe it. Is it really four bars? I don't know. This is Tobe music. This is simple stuff. The drum pattern is just one bar repeated four times. The bass pattern is just four bars of one note being held the entire time. In other words, four whole notes tied together. The third track is actually added two notes to it, but the third track is four bars of a musical phrase, little bells. You know how much I love bells. That's only four different notes, but we hear them, I think, six or seven times. And then I put in this other cool part, which is only three notes. So you don't need a lot of notes. You should have learned this. You should have learned this from the film Amadeus. Too many notes. So you want to hear it? Oh, but wait. I should also tell you that if you want to make Tobe music, don't make regular drum patterns. Make Doke Docs. Okay, here we go. This is fun. Oh, sounds ominous. Yeah, and that's pretty much it. We just got that nice low rumbling growly bass note. Sounds very threatening. If you're listening to this show from an iPad or an iPhone or an iPod or your computer, your iMac, yeah, you're probably not going to be able to hear this bass. It's low. It's rumbly. It suggests impending doom. If you have headphones on, you know what I'm talking about. Isn't that dope? And then the shams come in. And you know, like all pieces of Tobe music, this sort of came together accidentally. You know, I did the drums, I did the bass, I just put that single note in there just as a filler, and I thought, oh, I'll go back and I'll put something else in there. Then I put the bell thing in, I thought, wow, this sounds great. And then I found that nice honky sham sound, that wah, 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 that, this one. And I thought, this sounds awesome. And you know, this is actually cool enough that I'm actually thinking that I might do something with this. I might have to expand on this. I'm going to have to learn how to use the various memory features of this thing. And where do I store this now? Where do I put it? How do I work this thing? I'm going to have to learn some stuff today. And then I can write some more parts. And then I'm going to put all the parts together, and I can maybe make something out of this. Because this sounds like... Yeah. I was thinking along the lines of... This sounds like Holger Zuke goes to Tangiers, right? or something. I don't know exactly where my head is going on this, but it's dope. very aggressive, very threatening. Yeah, I kind of like it. Now let's stop it. And you can hear the tape actually stop. It goes... Oh, I didn't do it that time. Maybe we need more stuff. Let's start it up again. Let's add the other tracks back. Now we're going to stop in 3, 2, 1. Was that necessary? Did they really have to do that? I mean, you know, verisimilitude, I guess. At this point, I just need to, you know, come up with some melodic type of theme, some instrumentation. You know, that electric piano kind of sounds good soloed over the top of this. Let's start it up again. All right, where's my piano? You can do stuff like this. Okay, or whatever. So we got a melodic line there that can go in a couple of directions. We can just sit there and pentatonic it. We can find a fun mode to use. Can we do Phrygian on top of this? I do love Phrygian. But you know, we can take all kinds of risks. Let's see. Start down here. Okay, right? Or what, Tobe? No, go this way. We can go, I'm trying to figure out what it is I want to do. I don't know. You can also play it backwards. To be honest, I'm kind of past my backwards days, but, and why would you ever need to instantly switch to backwards while live? But okay, we'll worry about that later. It ain't no thing, Tobe. So let's pull up our other fun new patch here, the Sham. It's not actually called that, but it sounds like it to me. So that's what I call it. Maybe this could be an instrument we solo over the top with. So we go start. Yeah. Okay, cool. And the part was something like this. You know, that kind of works for me. That kind of works, doesn't it? Sounds like it's way off in the distance. I can dig it. again, tiny, tiny keys. Tiny keys, tiny keyboard. And that's okay. I can figure it out later. But I'm thinking, you know, if I really want to take this, if I really want to get that Tangier sound, if I really want that North African sound, I'm going to have to change the drums up a little bit. You know, I did the drums first without any sort of direction. I didn't know what I was going to do or where I was going to go with any of this. And so I just sort of came up with that rhythm and those instruments. I might change that a little bit. Wait, did I figure out how to solo? How did we do that yesterday? Yeah. I did figure out a few things. I might change that up a little bit. Or maybe just add one little thing to it. Well, I don't know. Let's play it backwards. Sloppy and lazy. Yeah. And where am I going to go with that? What am I going to do with it? I will have to obviously introduce some modulation at some point. I don't know if I really want to run through some kind of chord progression or if I just want to drop it down and bring it back. What do I don't know, but I need to impart some more movement. I need to get things moving. I need some, okay, you know, we're fine there at the beginning and we can stay there, but we need to get the motion. And I need some different motion happening and then we can come back to it and, I don't know, do all kinds of weird stuff. But that's where we are. I had to show you this to make up for yesterday's terrible show where I just flailed around doing nothing. Oh, I'm lost on my synthesizer. I can't find anything. Oh, but anyway, thanks for listening to the Dubious Synthesizer Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go because I'm out of time. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.